Stories from the Daycare Centre. 1.
Okay, well, my name is Nolan Ryan, and I'm asked to do this now, and I'll probably be speaking rubbish, but however, you can contradict me if you like. I was reared in Cashel, reared in Ladieswell Street, and had great friends there, and it was a lovely town, it was lovely. The Dublin Road at that time, we could play rounders on the Dublin Road, and we'd hear a car coming a mile away, and we'd say, "Mind, lads, there's a car coming." There were so few cars on the road. And we played up the rock, and we went up to the Square Castle. There were 132 steps up to it, and we all played, and there was nobody ever hurt.
The town hall used to be dense, said there upstairs.
I used to go in and dance in Cashin in the old hall, and I've relations in there, and we used to be up the rock quite a bit with the Minogues and my aunt and uncles, and Molly Maher across from the church. She had a little shop. She was my aunt as well, and we used to go in there. Every time we came to Cashin, my father would always take us there.
What kind of people went to the dance?
All youngsters around our own age.
We were only starting out, weren't we, you know.
We'd only be about 15 at the time. Mm-hmm. And we'd have to get a lift in.
Yeah.
There'd be about 10 of us in the car going in. You wouldn't get away with us today.
If they stopped you, don't.
They were feet out the door and all. Yeah. Wicked.
Huh? I remember Mick Fogarty's band. He used to play.
I do.
He used to play in the rock.
Local band as well. The Dials, the Rose Green.
Yes, yeah.
Often danced with him in the sea.
Lee said they were related to the Dials, wouldn't you?
Sorry?
Lisa.
Yeah.
She'd be related to the Dials, wouldn't you? Yeah.
And how late would the dances go on until?
About 12, wouldn't it?
From 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock, one or the other. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
But we'd always be took home early because the lads would have to be up for work the following morning.
I said, let's just shifted somebody. You get up here.
Oh, God, yeah. We won't say that now, will we?
There was a flag hole in Cashel. I can't remember exactly when. It must have been early 60s. And we had to leave. It was on the street in Cashel. And the carry on was absolutely terrific. And I was bringing my mother-in-law to Mass. We lived in the country. And we had to park the car down the town. And as we walked up along, we saw couples. And the poor woman said, "When I go into Mass, I'll have to say an act of contrition after looking at all of this, you know." And that was on the street the following morning, like, you know. The poor woman, she never saw anything like it. I had to link her the whole way in case she'd fall over or something.
May Buckley. We used to go in there for the chips after the dances.
May.
We used to call her May.
Yeah. Buckley, yeah. And Alice. Remember Alice Ryan?
Yes.
Mile Foley. No, he always had to buy. Yeah, about 4 miles. My brother rode a horse thing. He tied it at Jim Joe Ryan's, the butcher's. You had to know someone in town. I'm from Armagh. I think it's the best place in Ireland.
Okay.
Why? I always loved it. And we were great neighbours, and an awful lot were related. There was no such thing as you wouldn't go into that house or any. You played with everybody. The neighbours' children, we'd all be playing.
Yeah.
It didn't matter if they were nearly a mile away.
Yeah.
Do you know, everyone played together.
Yeah.
And you had a great time. Games weren't very, they were playing.